A modest proposal is outlined in this week's journal Nature. The proposal to venture boldly down, 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 a couple of thousand miles or so, to the outer edge of the core of the Earth, or at least to send a probe in that direction. It's an idea dancing around the head of David Stevenson, who typically devotes his attention to planets at the California Institute of Technology. And Professor Stevenson joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Delighted to be here.
Professor Stevenson, have you gotten tired of space? I'm wondering if you think that's sort of too 20th century now.
I'm not tired of space. I still find excitement in missions to planets, but I think that it's appropriate to have balance. The missions out to the planets came about through NASA, and NASA is something that happened because of the Cold War. We have never had anything comparable for the inside of the Earth, and we've not given as much attention, even though there's lots of exciting science down there below.
Now, your idea for how to get to the core of the Earth is to take molten iron, if I understand it, and send it down through a crack in the Earth's surface. And how would that crack be generated exactly?
I would expect that it might be necessary to have an explosive device, perhaps even a nuclear device, to set it going. Once you get it started, the Earth will do the rest of the work for you. Gravity will act on the liquid iron in the crack, forcing the crack walls to open, and the crack will travel down through the Earth, driven by gravity. The trick is to get it started.
And somewhere in the middle of this molten iron is a probe. What would that probe be, and how would it survive all that heat?
The probe would be a solid, high melting point alloy. It would be about the size of a grapefruit or perhaps a basketball. It would be immersed in this immense river of iron that is flowing down through the crack. It would be carried along much as a boat is carried along by a river. And it would send signals back to the Earth's surface by acoustic waves, by seismic waves, much in the same way as a loudspeaker emits sounds.
And how long do you figure it would take to make its way down to the center of the Earth?
The crack moves at 5 to 10 meters per second. That's a running speed. And it takes about a week to get from Earth's surface to the outermost reaches of the core. It's about the same distance as between Los Angeles and St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. And as you imagine this, what information might that probe be able to send back?
I'm hoping that the probe would be able to measure the composition of the deep Earth, the composition of the core, the temperature, magnetic field, all of the fundamental questions about the deep Earth.
I imagine there are a number of people listening to this right now, and I don't exclude myself from that group, who are saying, is this just a sort of a hypothetical mental exercise for Professor Stevenson, or is he really serious about this?
It is mostly a mental exercise. It is not a blueprint. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start with an idea. When Arthur C. Clarke talked about space stations, he talked about them decades before space stations became a reality. The details were not worked out. But you have to start with an idea and with the acceptance that it is based on good physical principles.
Professor Stevenson, thanks so much for talking with us.
Delighted to be here.
And if you do have a probe make its way to the center of the Earth, would you please let us know?
I think you'll hear about it, yes.
Great. David Stevenson is professor of planetary science at Caltech in Pasadena, whose article titled Mission to Earth's Core, A Modest Proposal, is in this week's journal Nature.